A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keys equal authority. Keys open and keys lock. This kind of authority is powerful and effective. Can also be dangerous. Holding the keys today, we might get confused and think it is all about us, the ones holding the keys, rather than it being about the one who gave us the keys. When Jesus gives Peter the keys in this passage, we know they are figurative. They're not real, concrete keys. We also know that Peter is a disciple so much like ourselves, ready to boldly proclaim, "You are the Christ," all the while also able to tell a bold-faced lie, "I do not know the man." So, a question we might sit with today as we pray with these verses might be, what are these keys Jesus hands to us? We disciples, who are both close enough to the kingdom that the Heavenly Father reveals truth to us and far enough from the kingdom that we easily deny Christ, not just once, but again and again in our lives. He has been using them himself throughout the last 15 chapters of this gospel. Jesus has all been naming the keys. The keys Jesus hands to us today to open and use or to lock up and hoard are the keys of light. You are the light of the world. The key of prayer. When you pray, go to your room. The key of healing. I do will it. Be cured. The key of generosity. Come to me, all who are weary and find life burdensome. These keys are the blessings of being the single-hearted, the sorrowing, the peacemakers, the poor. Light and healing and generosity, peacemaker, these are powerful pieces of our human reality, and these are found in concrete behavior. How we choose to use these keys determines what is loosed and what is bound in the people we live with, the people we work with. How we use these keys determines what is loosed and what is bound in the faceless person who put food on our tables and clothes on our backs. How we use them proclaims the mystery revealed not by flesh and blood, but by the Heavenly One. Think about it. You do not leave keys with someone unless you trust that person. You trust them to use the keys carefully, and you know they will not lose them. Saying yes to discipleship allows Jesus to hand us this set of keys, keys with authority, not the authority that lords it over another, but the authority that serves and washed feet. The keys are in our hands. How we use them is our answer to Jesus' question to us today, "Who do you say that I am?" How we are single-hearted, how we are light, how our compassion and mercy heal and feed. These concrete behaviors, measurable behaviors, are our answers. The keys are in our hands, not Peter's, ours. How we use them will answer who Jesus is for us today, concretely, in word and action. These keys are no longer figurative. They are real and define the heart of a genuine disciple. Let's hope the key we use today actually works.